This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Andy Bell is the president and CEO of Jones Global Sports. It's the company you're probably most familiar with as Bobby Jones. It's a pleasure to welcome Andy Bell to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be here.
I don't want to get into the weeds about business too much, but it has been a year of change for the company. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It has been a year of change, and a lot of very positive change for the company. We are now, the Bobby Jones brand is in the hands of Jones Global Sports, which is an affiliate of the Waite Company out of Omaha, Nebraska. Terrific group of people, very much golf people, love the sport, love the game, and have a tremendous amount of respect for the brand. They take the role not only obviously of building the business, but also protecting the legacy of the Bobby Jones name and everything that he stood for. So we see ourselves as caretakers as much as we do business people.
I'm sure there was turmoil in the conference rooms, but do you think the consumer has really noticed, Andy, what's taken place over the last couple of years? What has research shown you about the brand?
You know, it's interesting what we see. Obviously, we're very fortunate. We participate in some great merchandising venues every year, U.S. Open, obviously at the Masters. So we have an opportunity to be with our brand and in front of the consumer. And what we know is that there is still a tremendous amount of affinity and respect for the brand name and for the quality product. I think the one thing we see, which is a pleasant surprise, is that I think when they see where we are today, there's very much a perception in the market with the consumer that Bobby Jones is luxurious, quality, and expensive, made in Italy, all of that kind of product. And the reality is that the brand has moved as the market has moved. And so we're very much into performance fabrics. We do a lot of things today that didn't exist, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. So there's actually this pleasant surprise when you see people come over, they see Bobby Jones and they touch and they feel and they love it, and then realize that it's a $95 shirt and not a $195 shirt.
I want to get into that in a couple of minutes, but I also, as you said to me at the merchandise show back in January, you also think it's important for the company to tell the story of Bob Jones, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we are incredibly fortunate to have a namesake that has, you know, that kind of history. And for us, it's so much more than what he accomplished on the golf course, which is obviously everybody knows that, you know, his record speaks for itself. But to also have, Sportsmanship Award named after him, you know, in the USGA, and the things that he's known for away from the golf course, you know, those are the things that we talk to our people about. We have to live up to those ideals, you know, the respect, the character, the integrity, both in how we act and in our product as well.
You're the president and CEO of that company. Does having to deal with that name and live up to the legacy of that name, does that sort of bring different responsibilities, a different dynamic to the job?
No, you know, I think you always want to go about business the right way. So I don't know that it changed. I think it heightened our awareness about it. You know what I mean? I think we always have that kind of second check. you know, in a lot of things we do. And it's funny, we even, you know, from a design standpoint, as we're creating product, it's one of the questions we ask ourselves, because we do have people say, well, you know, Andy, how can you just recreate knickers and ties, and it's just not relevant? And we said, you're right. And so one of the questions we ask ourselves all the time is, what would Bob Jones wear today? And because we see him, and at his time, he was a great man of style, and I think people look to him for a lot of different things, and certainly, you know, fashion and style being one of them. So it is. I don't think it's a. It changes our perspective. We don't see it as a burden, but it certainly heightens our awareness of everything we do.
We are talking with Andy Bell, the president, the CEO of Jones Global Sports. You've alluded to this with the performance fabrics. Tell me what's new in the clothing.
Yeah, it really is performance-driven. It's the fastest-growing segment of our market. We still have a wonderful, you know, cotton business. We don't see that going away, but the consumer is clearly on a performance path. And we think that's as much about easy care as anything else. People are busy. Lives are moving faster than they ever have. And so the idea that you can get in and out of a suitcase, on and off an airplane, and not have to worry about wrinkles and what you look like. And I don't know that it's really about high performance characteristics as you would get, you know, product that you're making for, you know, Olympic athlete or, you know, someone that's dealing with product from that point of view. But it is clearly an avenue that the consumer's interested in, and that's where we need to be.
And yet, to your point of what Bob Jones would wear, you've also created what you refer to as the 1930 collection, correct?
Yeah, we introduced that in Orlando. Actually, it was very well received. Surprised us a little bit. We figured we had the perception of being and the brand equity of being luxurious and quality, and we felt like we had something to say there. And so 1930 for us goes back to those roots. And it's, to us, it's really more about Bob Jones off the course. That's Bob Jones, the engineer. That's Bob Jones, the lawyer. That's, you know, Bob Jones, the father. That's more about his life away from golf.
There used to be Bobby Jones stores. Were those good ideas?
You know, it's I don't know that they were bad ideas. I think at the time, you know, there was a lot of retail building out. I think where we are today is there's people who are experts at retailing, and we would rather work with them to reach their consumer and to reach our customer, you know, through their what they do best. And so it's not something that's on our radar. Obviously, those stores don't exist today, but the landscape has changed. So I can't tell you that it was a good or bad idea. I'm sure it was a good idea at the time.
This is probably an unfair question. Bob Jones won that Grand Slam now 80-plus years ago. He passed away 40 years ago, and there is still merchandise with his name on it. Can you imagine 70 years from now there'll be a merchandise with Arnold's name on it or Jack's name on it?
You know, it's been interesting that they both actually have had product in the market. You know, maybe hasn't settled into the right hands to manage it. You know, the Jack Nicklaus name has unfortunately been bounced around a little bit, but I think they both certainly are icons in golf. I mean, their contributions to the world of golf are well documented. So I think anytime you have that, there's an opportunity for your legacy to kind of carry on through products. You know, where they go, I don't know. It's so important to get, you know, a brand into the right hands of people that understand kind of who that person was and how to bring them to life, you know, 70 years later.
Jesse Ortiz is coming up next on the program. From your perspective, what's the role that the clubs play in the overall business model?
You know what, for us, if you dig back into Mr. Jones' history, obviously one of the things you'll find is that he was very much a mechanic when it came to golf clubs. You know, his degree in engineering, he had a certain affinity for it and was actually a very talented club maker in his own right. So for us, Jesse kind of carries on that legacy. What I like about Jesse and his point of view, and obviously, you know, Jesse's history is well documented, and I don't know that there's a greater mind in club making than Jesse. But I love that he comes at this from a game improvement point of view, and not trying to drill product down from the tour player, you know, on down to the 20 handicap. I think Jesse's purpose has always been to make the game more enjoyable for those of us that don't play it for a living. And so it plays an integral role. I mean, it's not our biggest component of the business. It's very much an important one.
Is this an exciting time for you, Andy?
It really is. I've been in this business a long time in a lot of different places, and I've always admired the Bobby Jones brand from afar. So for me to have the opportunity to be to lead this, to be a part of it, to talk to the Jones heirs, to understand their perspective, where they want to go, and have all of this history behind us, it is fun. It is fun.
He is Andy Bell, the president, the CEO of Jones Global Sports. Andy, thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to do this. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Happy to do it.